Uncle Emery got bambied.
It's time now for another day in the life of Sam and Jesse, Gum Springs, Arkansas.
Hey, Leo, where is everybody?
Oh, Mr. Buddy. They went down there at the bank. Mr. Jesse's helping Sam set up a savings account.
Sam's starting a savings account, huh? Oh, that's good. That's good. Well, why did he decide to do that? I bet he and that librarian are getting a little serious, aren't they?
No, sir. Don't think it's nothing like that. Them people at the bank's got kind of a special on that. If you start a savings account this month, they're giving you your choice of a pair of jumper cables or a hearing aid.
Hey, that sounds good to me. Say, I haven't seen you lately. Have you been sick?
No, been up there at Donaldson. A bunch of the family got together up there to celebrate my Uncle Emery's 102nd birthday. Can you believe that? 102.
102? Yeah, that's great. Well, I bet he was glad to see you.
Well, Uncle Emery couldn't be there.
Well, what do you mean he couldn't be there?
Well, he died when he's 36.
Oh, I don't understand.
Well, he didn't just die. He's killed in an extra strange accident.
Well, I'm sorry to hear about that. What kind of an accident was it? Car wreck?
No, they didn't have no cars back then. It was real weird. He's making a trip on horseback. He stopped there in the road to tighten the saddle girt, and he didn't realize it, probably didn't see the signs, but he stopped in a deer crossing, got trampled to death.
That's terrible!
Yeah, it sure was. Aunt Reese's never could collect any insurance money. Seems like his policy only covered accidental death by domestic animals.
Covered only death by domestic animals? Well, you get what you pay for, I guess. That's the strangest way I ever heard of to get killed. I never heard of that ever happening to anybody.
Oh, yeah, it's extra common. That's why all them signs up. Ain't you never seen them?
Yeah, I've seen them. I wonder what the medical term would be for cause of death. I guess the verb would be to be bambied.
Well, I don't really know.
Hey, Mr. Jesse, Sam, did y'all get your savings fixed up?
Yeah, Sam, congratulations on having a savings account.
Well, you two can hold your congratulations.
Well, I never seen the fine print.
Well, that's not surprising. You know, Sam, your whole life is based on rumor.
Well, that ain't bad as getting bambied.
Getting what?
Never mind, Jesse, it's a long story.
They said I had to deposit at least $50 to get them gifts.
Well, you didn't need them gifts anyways.
Well, why did you want jumper cables for a hearing aid anyway?
No, Leon, you could get either one. Well, it don't matter no how. People ought to spend their money. You never know what might run over you tomorrow.
Well, Uncle Emery knowed what hit him. His last words was, "Oh, dear."